Thank you for tuning in to the Doing Business with God podcast.
Hey, you. Yes, you. I am your host, Michi Renee.
It is Michi's passion to help you live your best life and do business God's way. Michi will be talking about entrepreneurship, manifestation, monetization, mindset, beliefs, starting and growing a business, nonprofit, or ministry, all while serving God. So welcome to My Daddy's Business. It's time for the show. It's the Doing Business with God podcast with your host, Michi Renee.
Hello, tribe. Welcome back to another episode of the Doing Business with God podcast, helping you do business God's way. In this episode, I will be talking about the 10 tips to starting a business. I pray that you have had an amazing day and you are ready to go. These 10 tips give you insightful information and steps to move forward and take that leap of faith and do what God has called you to do. Whether that's starting a ministry, whether that's starting a nonprofit, or launching your business. So we are gearing up and preparing to launch Confident 10 Tips to Starting a Business. So tip number one is get to know yourself before you start investing any time or money into your business. Ask yourself those hard questions. So basically, what this is trying to convey to us is starting a business can be taxing on both your family and yourself, your finances, everything to do with that. So basically, you want to ask yourself those hard questions. Is this something that you should be doing? Is this something that God called you to do? Or are you doing it? Because it does make a difference if God has called you to do it, or if you've called yourself to do it. So really seek that out. It's important to set boundaries, to do some self-exploration exercises. I do have my 7-day boss up, the 7-day clarity bootcamp that you can take in order to get some clarity and do those self-exploration exercises. I know for me, it took me a long time to figure out that I am best as a business coach. It took me a long time to figure out that I best serve others when I am fully aligned, connected to spirit, and walking in my purpose. So it was important for me to align all of those things in my business. That's kind of where you hear me saying doing business God's way, doing business with God. That was me decompartmentalizing my life, my business, and God, and bringing the three of them together as one. So self-exploration and alignment is definitely the key takeaway from tip number one. So tip number two, allow yourself to dream openly and freely about the possible businesses you could start. There are no limits. Where I tell people to start is do things from passion and for the love of that particular thing, not for the love of money or for how much money something can bring you. Because if you are doing things for that purpose, it never works out. So sit down, grab a journal, and just let yourself dream big, dream freely. Nothing is impossible when you believe. There's a song at my church that's called When You Believe, and that is one of my favorite gospel songs because it puts things in perspective. If you can believe it, you can achieve it. I'm sure you guys have, you know, heard all the scientific research that they've done on athletes that when they think in their mind something. So I know there was research done on marathon runners and things. So when the marathon runners just thought about completing a marathon and ran the race in their mind didn't know the difference that they weren't actually doing it and they were able to complete it. So if you can get the picture mentally in your mind, you will move forward and go through and actually be successful.
We hope that you are enjoying this episode. If you would like to be a guest, check the show notes for all the details.
Let's get back to the Doing Business with God podcast with Michi Renee.
Tip number three, keep in mind, starting a business is 100% possible and also 100% impossible to do so error-free. So just know that things are not going to be perfect. You may fail at some things, but failure doesn't mean that you give up and stop. Failure just means you pivot, you go in a different direction. Maybe something needs to be tweaked. And after you tweak it, you can continue to move forward and do what you need to be doing. Failure is not this evil thing that people perceive it to be. It's not an ending. It's an opportunity for a new beginning, to take the lessons from the attempt and learn from what didn't work. Embrace the success of a fail. So I have a few acronyms to help fuel your growth mindset. If your business is new, a fail is nothing more than a first attempt in learning. If you've tried once and are trying again, each fail is your opportunity to forever acquire important lessons. So there's two acronyms: first attempt in learning, forever acquiring important learning. I realized that some of my failures could have been avoided or at least softened had I taken the time to get help. I went in thinking I had everything under control, and that is simply not the case. As a business owner, in most cases, you don't know what you don't know, especially when you're starting out, especially when your business is less than 3 years old. Make an investment in yourself and your business. Pay for a coach. Get strategy session. Get consultation sessions so that you can move forward and do what you need to do. Tip number four, conduct market research. Well, conducting market research is an ongoing activity. You don't want to waste your time selling to an audience that won't buy from you. You also don't want to waste your time creating something that no one wants. I have learned this the hard way, creating programs, creating, what do you want to call it, digital products, courses, without really doing market research, without seeing if this is something that the marketplace would even support or bear. It was a total flop. Or using languaging that my audience didn't connect with, even though it was something that they needed, you know, various different things like that. So you don't want to spend months creating something that no one buys. In most cases, it's better to pre-sell your offer. And this is kind of what I will be doing moving forward, is I will not be creating anything up front. I will pre-sell it first. And then if it pre-sells, then I will create the offer. Because sometimes we try to make things that we feel our clients need or our potential clients need, and it's really not what they need at all. They need something else. Get a business journal, planner, digital format, whatever it is that you know that you're going to keep up with. And write down questions, write down just anything that comes to mind as it relates to your market research. You'll find that things come to you in the middle of the night, first thing in the morning. Just make sure that you're writing things down and you keep up with those things throughout the day. Tip number five, plan for your business to succeed in the beginning. Create goals and what you will do and stick to them. Goal setting is extremely important. The Bible tells us to write the vision and make it plain. You have to have a vision and you need to write it out. You must get your goals down on paper. It allows you to be able to see and feel as you are writing it down. You're connecting with your goal. You're putting an attention on your intention. And so when you do that, you have more of a buy-in, you know, and nothing is set in stone. Just be aware that things can and will change. And again, invest in yourself. There will be things you need to learn. There will be seeds you need to sow. Trust the process and connect with the spirit within you. Do not do anything on your own. Allow the spirit of God to lead you in the way that you should go.
At Travel Genie, create.
We make your travel dreams come true. We customize your trip. We create itineraries, book airfare, hotels, cars, and event tickets. We don't just book travel. We create experiences. Travel Genie has 4 trips planned for 2021. San Francisco, Essence, Toronto, and Bali. A $100 deposit gets you started. Use the link below for more information. Find us on Instagram and Facebook at Travel Genie 2017 and online at TravelGenie.com.
Tip number 6. Don't be afraid to ask for help in the beginning. Constantly, even as you move forward, even when you have your business 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, you are not above needing help at all stages of your business, whether you're starting, whether you're building, whether you're scaling. You are always going to need someone else's help. As I've stated before, a business coach, a mentor, their advice can really help your business quickly move forward, quickly scale, because you're not making some of the mistakes that they've made. They're holding you accountable. You're implementing, you're getting strategy, you're getting clarity, you're understanding your marketing, you're understanding your branding, you're connecting with your audience, you're showing up, you're being visible, you're engaged. And that is where your coach comes into play, because they're going to keep you accountable to the goals and things that you have in place, that you have written down, that you are wanting to move forward with. And the only way you can do that is by getting and having someone support you in that. Tip number 7, write a business plan. Creating a business plan should be one of the first things you do as you start planning your business. Doing that will help you avoid sinking time and money into an unsuccessful venture. If you do need a business plan template, I do have those available in my Etsy shop, which is under Be The Boss Creations. You can find long form business plans, short form vision boards, all kinds of other quick tips and sheets and ebooks and all kinds of stuff to help you with your business needs. If you are needing some help going through your business plan, please reach out. I am here for you. I am here to help you, move you along in your journey, but you absolutely need a business plan. I know it's not something you're going to be able to do in a couple of days. It's probably going to take you weeks, even months, to actually do the research, go through each phase of the business plan and get clear on what you're trying to do. And then that business plan is like a roadmap. It's not going to happen exactly, and it's not going to be the exact way that you do things, but it is extremely useful for you to use that. So tip number 8, make sure the money is lined up. So what I mean by that, it takes money to make money. So starting a business, it is unrealistic for you to think that you're not going to expend any money to get your business started, to move it forward, to scale it. That is not going to happen. Unfortunately, that is not how things work. You have to make an investment in your business. You have to make an investment in yourself before you see one dime. If that means you have to save up for it, if that means you need to keep your 9-to-5 job for a while, or maybe you need to get a part-time job to help fund your business. There's so many things out there: Postmates, Grubhub, Uber Eats, Lyft, Uber, Favor, Instacart. There's so many of those like that, that you can do it in your off time to help generate extra revenue in your business until your business is able to fully support you and you don't have to use any of your personal money. The main way to 10x that is to get a business coach. I cannot tell you what that will do for you. I know for me personally, I know how that would have helped me be able to save money, save time, not be overwhelmed, not feel confused, and my business would have been further along than it is right now. Get a business coach. Use your money wisely. And I can hear you in your mind, oh, I can't afford a business coach. Yes, you can. If you're spending $500 a month on Starbucks, some of you may not even realize you're spending that much. But if you go to Starbucks every day and you're spending $5 a day, that is a lot of money. Maybe get the Starbucks coffee and make it at home. Maybe you have cable and every subscription to every kind of streaming service there is on the planet. You can reduce, take some of those things off and save money. Maybe you eat out. every single day and you don't cook. That's your business coach money. Maybe you spend $500 on getting your hair done every month. You know, there are ways that you can get that money back into your budget in order for you to be able to make an investment in a business coach. Tip number 9, have a few clients or customers lined up. And I know this is easier said than done, but you can also offer your services for free or reduced cost to get testimonials, to build social proof. If you have created some type of course, or if you have some kind of quick win that you can help a client to achieve, you can do so. You don't have to wait until you officially start your business to line these up. Network, make contacts. You know, like I said, sell or even give away your products or services. You can't start marketing too soon. You know, people have to know who you are. They have to like you. They have to trust you. People aren't going to just give you thousands of dollars without those things being in place.
Join the movement and sign up for the 365 Days of Hearing God's Word Challenge. Check the show notes for all the details. Right now, it's time to get back to the episode. It's the Doing Business with God podcast with Michi Renee.
Tip number 10, be passionate. You don't have to love whatever your business is about, and you probably shouldn't, but you do have to be fired up about it. You're going to be devoting a lot of time and energy and effort into starting and building and scaling your business, that this needs to be something that you're passionate about, that you really enjoy it, that you're called to it, that you could do it even if no one was paying you. It's the one thing that you can't not do. I know that's not proper English, but that's the only way that I can relate it. It's that one thing that you can't not do. What is your superpower? What makes you unique? What makes you different? What is it that you can do to move people forward? What is that one thing? We all have one. I want you to sit and think about that. What is your superpower? For me, it's teaching. It's doing things like this. It's sharing information with people. It's supporting people, motivating them, inspiring them, leading them, empowering them, delivering them information. That is my superpower. When I learn things, I want to tell the whole world. I want to teach everyone what I know. I need you to find yours. Send me an email, michi@unicorntribe.com. Let me know what your superpower is. Now is the time to begin your shift from employee to employer. It's time to stop sitting on that idea and create a plan to put it in action. Whether you're building a business, whether you're launching a business, whether you're scaling a business, it is time for you to level up. It's time to grow and go. And I'm here to help you make it happen. This is not the end to your growth or to your business journey. This is just the beginning. This is just the beginning. And I am so excited for you. I pray that this episode today has been a blessing to you as much as it's been a blessing to me. If you are enjoying this podcast, leave us a review on iTunes or Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to this podcast on. Actually, I'm not sure if that's true. I think Apple and iTunes and Google, maybe Amazon, are the only places that you can leave a review. But wherever you're listening to this on, if you enjoy this podcast, please leave us a review. Help us to grow. Subscribe. Like the
information. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Doing Business with God podcast.
If you love this podcast,
please share it with your family and friends.
Have the most amazing day ever.
Leave us a review and help us grow. We also want to hear about your biggest takeaways. Take a picture of this episode and tag us on Instagram stories under Doing Business with God. And we'll see you next episode.
I am your host, Michi Renee. Get clear, God strategy, secure the bag. Have the most amazing day ever.
You've been listening to the Doing Business with God podcast.